when the $25 million project at 990 Niagara is finished in about 2 years. It will tower over a changing Niagara Street, a 95-unit, 10-story structure built on top of an existing garage complex. It will also stand as a symbol of change in the fight over affordable housing in a city where rents are increasingly unaffordable. The developers have agreed to a 15% affordable housing quota for the structure. 14 units. Andrew Crossett of Rochester's Park Grove Realty says this hits the bottom line because rents in those units will be a lot lower, so he's seeking state help on construction costs.
There's also a lot of support for fill those gaps. Not only the city of Buffalo has certain programs, but we'll be applying for specific state programs as well, which are not, they're not Section 8, they're not rent subsidies. These are subsidies designed to lower the cost of the project.
Crossed says the rents for the affordable units will be at least $500 less than the more than $1,500 and more than $2,100 monthly rents for the other 81 units. Push Buffalo organizing director John Washington says the group is close to getting a similar commitment from another developer. He says Push still wants inclusionary zoning mandates of at least 30% for major projects and will continue to force the issue. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.